From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Japan's Prime Minister is in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, where Monday he stopped at several memorials to pay his respects to America's war dead. Tuesday, Shinzo Abe will become the first Japanese leader to visit the Pearl Harbor Memorial above the sunken battleship Arizona, commemorating the surprise Japanese attack December 7, 1941, that brought the U.S. into the world's Second World War. It's a significant event, says Jeffrey Horning, research fellow at the Washington-based Sasakawa Peace Foundation, a U.S.-Japan think tank.
And the fact that it sends a symbolic message to not only the incoming president-elect, but also to the region, that the U.S.-Japan alliance is stronger than ever, that we are able to confront past issues, problems between us, and still be stronger as allies.
Hornig was asked if China's watching the visit closely.
I hope that both China and other countries that may have some ill feelings towards Japan look at this and see that even though Japan has done some horrible things in its imperial past, that it is able to confront these past ghosts and overcome it. But I also hope that China in particular and North Korea see this, that the U.S.-Japan alliance, no matter what friction the recent presidential election here in the United States has caused, that the allies are stronger than ever and are able to look forward and hopefully look at challenges in the same way.
Mr. Abe will not offer an apology for the attack. President Barack Obama visited Hiroshima in May, site of the first atomic bombing of a Japanese city in 1945. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump will meet Tuesday with the Republic of Congo's President Denis Sassou Nguesso. A Congolese spokesman said the two will discuss the turmoil in Libya and other Africa-related issues. This is VOA News. Russia